Good morning. Welcome to worship. This is our all-age worship, where all ages are welcome to stay in the service. We'd just like to welcome any visitors, especially anyone who's here for the first time. You're most welcome. And just a reminder that we have refreshments at the end of the service, so please do join us, and you can access the hall through these two side doors here. We'd be very grateful if you could please make sure your mobile phones are turned off or on silent, please, as we're about to start the service. We also have a notice from Kathy, who's going to play us a video on Thy Kingdom Come prayer. Thank you. I'd also like to thank Sonia and our worship band and Sunday Club for coming and singing and playing for us this morning. And I just had a quick reminder for Sunday Club, for anyone who's in the grid class, we've been working on a challenge, memorizing God's word and putting it in our hearts. So anyone from the grid, I just wanted to remind you to be learning Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Thank you. I'd like to hand it over now to Charmaine, who's going to be leading our service today.
Good morning. Well, we knew it was going to be sunny when we knew the fair was leaving. If you know, you know. So my name's Charmaine. I know many of you know me, but if you don't, this is my home church, and I'm also the lay pioneer for this church. I'd also like to welcome you. It's great to see you, and I hope you enjoy this morning's service, and I pray that the words I say are not mine, but the Lord's. Now, I'm going to introduce you to my friend, who's called Douglas, and he is going to tell you about the theme for today, because he knows it better than I do. No one likes to be chosen last. And today I want to explore what it means when God said, when Jesus said, I chose you. We are indeed God's chosen people, making us children of the King above all kings. Douglas said we're chosen, special. Not only that, but everyone who he chooses is his favorite. But how can we be his favorite if the same is true of everyone else he chooses is also his favorite? It's hard to get your head around, but really, it's very simple. You are his favorite you. You are his favorite you. And if that's all you remember today, then I'm happy with that. Let's pray. Come into God's presence. Leave behind all your worries. Leave behind any fear. Leave behind prejudice and preference. Come to God, who accepts us all, who receives all, and who loves all. Come and worship Holy God. Amazing God, who designed every language, who knows our every question before we even think it, who understands not only our words, but the thoughts, hopes, dreams, and fears behind them. You hear the loudest cry and the smallest sigh. We are blown away by your love. We long to share it, especially with those who think they are beyond the limits. Amen. Our youth band are going to be leading our song worship this morning, as you know, and their first choice of song will start with energy and joy, lifting our spirits as we think of and thank our amazing God, Creator God. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Amazing. Let's pray together. The words are on the screen, and where you see the words in bold, please join with me. Lord God, sometimes even though the evidence of you is staring us in the face, battering our eardrums, we still deliberately close our minds. Challenge us, good Lord. We come into your presence. Sometimes we question whether others are accepted by you and whether we are ourselves. We might have too little self-esteem or too much self-importance. Forgive us and challenge us, good Lord. Sometimes we just don't want to walk in your light. We see what we want to see, not what you would have us see. We block out what is right before our eyes. Our hearts are cold, and we don't feel the all-consuming heat of your spirit. Forgive us and challenge us, good Lord. Amen. Our gracious, all-embracing God, you know no boundaries, no limits. Come to us and accept our confessions. Open the door to your glorious light and life. You carry complete forgiveness and healing in your wings. We thankfully and humbly receive you now, Lord God. Amen. So, our next song speaks of a love so strong, so profound, it takes our breath away. Reckless love. Please stand if you are able. So we're going to have both our readings now. Samuel is going to come and read to us from Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 4 to 10, followed by Victoria, John 15, 9 to 16.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 4 to 10. The Lord gave me this message. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. O sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. The Lord replied, don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then the Lord reached out and touched my mouth and said, look, I put my words in your mouth. Today I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some of you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow. Others you must build up and plant. Amen.
I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. Just as I obey my Father's commandments, I remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way that I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master does not confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends. Since I have told you everything the Father has told me, you didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name. Amen.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Those are both such powerful readings, if you've ever wondered how you came to be a Christian. I want you to think about this. Before you knew yourself, before you became a Christian, you were already chosen by the Lord God. He knew you so well that he chose you to be his, to be near to him. Such powerful verses in a world where so many think that God doesn't exist, that we are only here by chance. God is revealing not only that he made all things, but he made you. But he made you on purpose and with a purpose. He wants to be with you for all eternity. The good news of Jesus Christ is that even when we sinned and fell away from him, God, through his Son Jesus Christ, was bringing us back to him. And Jesus was saying, I chose you. I appointed you to bear fruit. That the reason for your existence was not just to be alive, not just to be conscious, but to be bearing fruit. Now just think about the fruit that Jesus created when he gave his life for us. He was thinking of the fruit that many sons and daughters would be brought to glory. That he adopted by the Holy Spirit and brought into his family. Not only to be heirs of God, but joint heirs with Jesus Christ himself. God is gathering us to be part of his family. We have been received by adoption and can call him our Abba Father. So all of our lives have great meaning. God chose us and he desires for us to be bearing fruit and spreading forth a way of love and goodness throughout the earth, that there is no other way than the way of love. Because any other way that doesn't take into consideration other people is always going to end up hurting people. Across the world, there are governments willing to oppress because they are self-serving, wanting only for themselves, and are willing to hurt people to take it. That's why there is slavery. That's why there is racism. That's why there are all the ills that you can see in the world, because people do not live by the way of love, but according to the way of the world, which is me first. God's way has never been about that. God's way has been to choose you, to appoint you to bear fruit, to be a blessing to other people. So today, as we enter into a time of prayer, let's go to God. Let's ask him to help us. Let's thank him for choosing us. Thank him for giving us life and saving us. Ask him to fill us with the blessings that we need in order that we may pour out those blessings onto others today. That we would bear fruit, not just enough for today, but fruit that remains. Fruit that is pleasing to him. Fruit that brings honor and glory to him. The great creator of love and goodness, the creator who made us and chose us to be his own. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you this morning to worship you, to stand in awe of your presence, thankful for everything that you have done for us as individuals and for this whole church family. Tune our ears to hear you today and to see you in all of the faces that we see. Lord, it is hard see sometimes that what little we do can possibly make any significant difference to others' lives. Sometimes the effort feels like too much. Yet in the quiet, we hear your still, small voice urging us on that you care for what we do, reminding us that however small a mark we make, it is ours and it's yours. We pray that somewhere, with someone, a mark is made, a mark of love, shaped like a cross. Amen. Back to the band, who are going to lead us with our next song of worship, with a song that many of us will know probably really rather well, about the great God who brings light, who gives hope, who restores every broken heart. It's your breath in our lungs, Lord, so we pour out our praise. Great are you, Lord. Please stand. Lovely. Thank you. Thank you. I think we all remember situations where, for some reason or another, we find ourselves in that nerve-wracking position of waiting to hear if we've been chosen for something or not. Maybe we want to join a sports team. Netball, football, swimming, something like that. Or perhaps you've been auditioning for something like a play or a show. Or maybe you're in competition for a job where the stakes are high. Well, we all get anxious and possibly a little bit scared about things like that. That's normal. But not many people enjoy it. Now, does anyone here watch Britain's Got Talent? Oh, come on. Yeah, we all do. BGT. Brilliant. So it's a new series has just started, hasn't it? Didn't everybody watch last night? Yeah, I've got to play. Was it good? I missed that one. I've got to catch up. Okay. So it's great entertainment, but do we ever wonder how those contestants feel? Do you think they're scared? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And what about those red buzzers? Can you imagine if somebody pressed that red buzzer, how must that make you feel? Yuck. Or the golden buzzer, even better. Well, I think they're all incredibly brave, and I can't imagine how they must feel if they get rejected by the judges. It's so public, isn't it? Everyone can see that you failed. Everybody knows. Let's have a look at a clip Kathy's going to show us of one young lady's experience. Oh dear. Oh my gosh, that poor girl. In fact, she went on to do really, really well. But she paid quite a high price emotionally, didn't she, to get where she was. Would she, wouldn't she? Her fear of shame if she wasn't going to be chosen. Well, I certainly wouldn't put myself through something like that. But there again, if you win, it's a lot of prize money and it could break you into show business. So, balance. Now, technology has an answer for everything. And it's come up with an alternative way of making choices about who is chosen and who is not. It might be easier, I think, for a teacher or a manager because it eliminates favoritism. But see what you think of this. Enjoy, I don't think so. I chose that one because I thought it was particularly naff and I thought you'd appreciate it from that point of view. Do you think it's any kinder? Maybe. But still, imagine everyone's waiting with bated breath to see if their name comes up. Perhaps they don't want to be in the spotlight. Maybe they don't want anything to do with it, but they've been given no choice in the matter. I just hate the anticipation. Maybe my name would never come up. Alternatively, perhaps I'm desperate to say something or contribute in some way, but the arrow never points to my name. But Jesus said, "You did not choose me. I chose you." There are no auditions, no chooser spinners, No anxiety, no stress. It's no mistake, no coincidence that you are here. Whether you are new here today, maybe for the first time, maybe you've been here for what seems like forever, you need to be assured that you have been chosen by God Himself and chosen for a specific purpose to bear fruit, whatever that fruit might be. We will all have a different fruit. You did not choose me, Jesus said to his disciples in today's gospel reading, but I chose you. And it's true. Jesus chose his disciples, and when he did, he was continuing a very long tradition that we see throughout Scripture and throughout the history of the Church of God, choosing highly unlikely people to accomplish surprising tasks, people exactly like you and me. The Bible is chock-a-block full of the most unlikely people being called by God to do his work. I want to share a few examples with you this morning. And as I do, I want you to be thinking about how God has chosen you too and what that might mean. And I am absolutely 100% certain that there will be people listening today who will be thinking, she can't possibly mean me, surely. And I am without any doubt talking about you. 15 years ago, I would have said exactly that. For those who don't know, I was a truly broken, isolated, crippled lady with little faith and felt no hope that God took me on. And I have not looked back. Be assured that if I was chosen, you most certainly are. Let's go back to the first book in the Bible, Genesis. There are loads and loads and loads of examples of people being chosen by God for surprising tasks. People like Noah, Abraham, Sarah. First image, please, Kathy. Lots here will know the story of Joseph, the one with a coat of many colours. He was one of Jacob's 12 sons and the one that Jacob loved most. The one the other brothers hated so much that they sold him as a slave to some people headed out Egypt way. Joseph became unexpectedly very successful there, and after a very long journey with many twists and turns, including time spent in prison of being unjustly accused, he became second only to Pharaoh and helped Egypt prepare for a great famine. Why him? Well, God had a plan for Joseph. And this is what Joseph said to his horrible brothers. Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people, as he is doing today. You see, Joseph was chosen by God to save God's chosen people. No human could possibly have predicted that he would be able to do such an extraordinary thing. But God chose him, loved him, protected him, and gave him everything he needed to do just that. Joseph achieved so much by trusting God in everything. Next image, Kathy, please. Fast forward to the time now of Moses. Remember him? Yes, a hugely important Hebrew teacher, prophet, and leader whom God also chose to prepare to preserve God's chosen people and to free them from dreadful slavery in Egypt. He was, of course, supposed to have died as a baby, along with all the other Israelites of that time, but his mother placed him in a papyrus basket and entrusted him to God by sending that basket down the river. Pharaoh's daughter spotted the basket and rescued the baby. He grew up in Pharaoh's household. After he'd grown up, he saw his people being attacked and he hit back by killing an Egyptian. He fled to Midian, got married, and became a simple shepherd. But God chose him to stand up to Pharaoh and lead God's people to freedom. Another unlikely choice, if ever there was one, but God chose him, and so he was the right man for the job. Moses was able to do all those amazing things he did because he prayed, he listened to God very carefully, and trusted in him completely. He did all those things using God's strength to keep him going. Next slide, Kathy, please. And then there's David and Goliath fame. He was just a small boy, a simple shepherd who killed lions and bears defending his sheep and who went on to kill the giant that was Goliath. He became a poet and a musician and became a great leader. He was chosen by God speaking. Do you think he was ever not frightened? Do you think he ever doubted what he was doing? Well, no. Because he was a human, just like you and me. But he prayed to God. He listened to God. He trusted God. Next image, Kathy, please. We don't hear quite so much about strong women in the Bible because that's what society was like back then, but there are plenty of them. The most well-known, of course, is Mary, the mother of Christ, the young unmarried girl, just a teenager from the small town of Nazareth. No one could possibly have thought that someone like her would be chosen as the mother of the Saviour of the world. But she was. Mary had a remarkably strong faith, an open heart, and a willingness to do whatever God asked. She turned out to be the perfect choice, but only God could have known that. And what strength she showed as a consequence. She trusted totally in God and not in her own strength. Next slide, Kathy, please. Then Jesus came and continued that very long tradition of making surprising choices to do God's work. Think about his disciples. A ragbag of uneducated fishermen, tax collectors, prostitutes, and not a religious leader among them. No expert in God's teachings, no academics. If anyone was asked to pick a team to start the church, I don't think those disciples would have even made the reserves. But they only had one thing going for them. The only thing they needed. Jesus chose them. The gospel reading that we heard took place right before Jesus was arrested. And I suspect that he could see that they needed to be reassured and reminded of this. That he chose them. They were all scared, anxious, confused. They knew that one of them was about to betray Jesus. Such unthinkable treachery. They heard Jesus say that their leader Peter would soon deny even knowing him. Jesus commanded them to love one another, reminded them to abide in him, told them he would be leaving soon to prepare a place for them. They really didn't understand anything that was going on. They needed to remember that Jesus chose them. He chose them long before they chose to follow him, to continue to bring his message of love into this world and to bear his fruit, fruit that will last. They may not have felt particularly qualified to do this, or very confident that they could pull it off, except for that one important thing. He chose them. How many times did they remind themselves, did they have to remind themselves that God's own Son chose them, and he chose them for a reason. He chose them and entrusted them with a mission to go and bear fruit of the kingdom. And he promised that as long as they would abide in him, they would do just that. Now, I need a little help from our younger members of the church. I've got some containers prepared, and in them are folded bits of paper, each with a different quote from the Bible about being chosen by God. There's enough here for everyone and the band and anybody in the back, so please do take one. You will see that there's a space on that quote for you later to write your own name, to remind yourself that you are absolutely chosen. You are not here by chance or by accident. So can I have at least four children and maybe a couple of parents to help? While it's happening, Kathy is going to stream a beautiful song, I Am Who You Say I Am. Be up on the screen, so join in, but please remain seated. Thank you so much for helping me. That was really brilliant. So I hope those verses speak to you. Those original disciples were chosen by God's Son for a particular purpose in the world, but they're not the only ones. In fact, if Scripture tells us anything, it is that each and every one of us has also been chosen by God for a particular purpose in this world. In Ephesians, for example, some of you may have received this quote. Paul tells us that we were chosen in Christ before the foundation for the world for a particular reason. You are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. Or you might have had this one written in 1 Peter. When Peter, that most unlikely leader of the apostles, tells us that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's only people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people, chosen to proclaim his mighty acts, chosen by God, handpicked, you might say. We all have our moments of doubt, of course. Moments when we wonder what on earth we are doing with our lives, what we are really here for. I hope we do. That's a really good time to dig deep. And I hope that sometimes we do go below the surface to ask these really hard questions. But if we dig down far enough, if we ask these questions persistently, we eventually get to the root, which are the very words that we heard in this morning's gospel reading, the words that God's people heard throughout Scripture and throughout history. Joseph, Moses, David, Mary, Peter, you and me, told by God over and over and over again that we are chosen. You did not choose me, I chose you. We've been chosen to bear the fruit of God's work and to bear it in a way that no one else can. And what a time to bear fruit! What an important time for us as God's chosen to bear the fruit of God's love in this world. Are these not hard times? The whole world seems to be in a mess. You don't need me to tell you that. Do you remember Esther, the young Jewish girl in the Old Testament who was chosen by God to save God's chosen people from being killed by the Persian king? She is chosen by the king to become his wife and queen. Why? In her cousin Mordecai's words, who knows? Perhaps you have come to royal dignity for such a time as this. Who knows? Perhaps you and I have been chosen by Jesus to be his disciples for such a time as this. Our world needs healing. Our world needs hope. Our world needs to be reminded of God's love for us all. If ever there was a time for the church to stand up, it is certainly now. And we are that church. We are the ones, for whatever reason, God has chosen for this task. We are God's surprising choices to accomplish this unexpected task of bringing healing and hope to this post-pandemic world. The words that Jesus spoke to those first disciples, he speaks to every one of us today. You did not choose me, but I chose you and I appointed you to go and bear fruit. May God bless you and help you to bring the light of Jesus into our world and to bear the fruit of his love. Amen. Our band is going to lead us in another beautiful song. Who will God choose to send to save his people? I have heard you calling me in the night. Is it I, Lord? I, the Lord of sea and sky. Let's pray. Thank you for this time together, a time of listening, of thinking and praising you. Sometimes we listen carefully but swiftly forget. We pray that you will help each of us to think about what our individual fruits are that we can offer. Perhaps we're great hosts. Maybe we encourage others, or we give care to other people, or like to teach. We're really good at making friends. This week after we leave, help us to really think about what we are good at and we enjoy, and give us the courage through your Holy Spirit to put these into actions. Amen. Janet is going to come and bring our prayers for today, and Ivy will then lead us with the Lord's Prayer. Okay, girls?
Let us pray for others together. Please join me in saying the words marked in bold. Lord Jesus, let us pray for your church in these times of great change. May we always be open to new ideas. May we never fear different ways brought by new people, because their insights may surprise us and inspire us to try new things. May we always seek your guidance and be alert to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Open our hearts and minds, O Lord. Let us pour together. Lord Jesus, we pray for the whole world, where age-old conflicts continue and history repeats itself to fuel wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, and so many other places where conflict between individuals and groups of different ways and ideas have never been greater. We pray for openness of heart, mind and spirit in order to find solutions to enable peace, to defend and radical harmony to break out. Meanwhile, may the hungry be fed, the sick receive the care they need and the grieving be comforted. Lord, our minds, O Lord, lead us forward together. Lord Jesus, we pray for our own community, especially for any new neighbours who have come among us this week. May we welcome them with open hearts, minds and doors and encourage the contributions they bring. Open our hearts and minds, O Lord. Lead us forward together. Lord Jesus, we pray for all those who are sick in mind, body or spirit. For all are without shelter, food and other basic necessities of life. And we pray for those who seek to help them, especially those who explore new ways to ensure better lives where all needs are met. Guide and inspire us, Lord, in whatever field they work to improve their lives of those in need. Open our hearts and minds, Lord. Lead us together. Lord Jesus, with knife crime dominating the headlines again this week, we pray for all those who have been personally affected. Please comfort those grieving and heal the injured, and give strength to those whose professions give them in contact with this with its consequences. We pray too for those who work to change hearts and minds so that the lives of many may be changed for the better, and may lives and many lives may be saved. Let lives be laid down, O Lord, let lives be changed and saved. Open all minds, O Lord. Lead us forward together. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For from the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our final song today is about the God who created the rhythm of life, created heaven and earth, and taught us to sing and dance to his amazing tune for life. Teach me to dance. Lord, please accept these gifts today, given as cash and by standing order. Bless them and bless our gifts and fruits given practically by service to you. We pray that they will all be used to bring your kingdom to many more. As we leave this service today, I bless you abundantly and joyfully in the name of God, our Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. Amen.